Recorded Books presents Everybody, a book about freedom by Olivia Lang, narrated by Elizabeth Sastre. This is a book about bodies in peril and bodies as a force for change. I started it during the refugee crisis of 2015 and finished it just as the first cases of COVID-19 were being reported. The new plague has revealed the frightening extent of our physical vulnerability, but the global Black Lives Matter uprisings of the past year prove that the long struggle for freedom isn't over yet. Chapter 1. The Liberation Machine. In the final year of the 20th century, I saw an advert in a herbal pharmacy in Brighton. It was pink, with a hand-drawn border of looping hearts, and it made the bold claim that all symptoms, from headaches and colds to anger and depression, were caused by stuck energy from past traumas, which could be loosened and induced to move again by way of body psychotherapy. I knew this was a controversial statement, to say the least, but the idea of the body as a storage unit for emotional distress excited me. I'd had a strong sense since childhood that I was holding something, that I'd locked myself around a mysterious unhappiness, the precise cause of which I didn't understand. I was so rigid and stiff, I flinched when anyone touched me, like a mousetrap going off. Something was stuck, and I wanted, nervously, to work it free. The therapist, Anna, practiced in a small, soupy room at the top of her house. There was a professional-looking massage bed in the corner, but the overwhelming impression was of slightly grimy domesticity. Frilly cushions proliferated. My chair faced a bookcase crammed with charity shop dolls and toys, awaiting their casting into Gestalt pantomimes. Sometimes Anna would take a grinning monkey and clutch it to her chest, talking about herself in the third person, in a high-pitched, lisping voice. I didn't want to play along, to pretend an empty chair contained a family member, or to wallop a cushion with a baseball bat. I was too self-conscious, painfully alert to my own ridiculousness, and even though I found Anna's antics mortifying, I was aware she was inhabiting a kind of freedom to which I did not have access. Whenever I could, I'd suggest we ditch talking in favour of a massage. I didn't have to undress completely. Anna would don a stethoscope and lightly work at odd places on my body, not needing, but seeming instead to directly command muscles to unclench. Periodically she'd lean over and listen, the bell of her stethoscope pressed against my stomach. More often than not, I experienced a sense of energy streaming through my body, moving through my abdomen and down my legs, where it tingled like jellyfish tentacles. It was a nice feeling. Not sexual exactly, but as if an obstinate blockage had been dislodged. I never talked about it, and she never asked, but it was part of why I kept coming back, to experience this newly lively, quivering body. I was 22 when I began seeing Anna, and the body was at the centre of my interests. When bodies are discussed, especially in popular culture, it is often meant a very circumscribed set of themes, largely to do with what the body looks like or how to maintain it at a pinnacle of health. The body as a set of surfaces, of more or less pleasing aspect. The perfect, unattainable body, so smooth and gleaming it is practically alien. What to feed it, how to groom it, the multiple dismaying ways in which it might fail to fit in or measure up. But the element of the body that interested me was the experience of living inside it, inhabiting a vehicle that was so cataclysmically vulnerable, so unreliably subject to pleasure and pain, hatred and desire. I'd grown up in a gay family in the 1980s, under the malign rule of Section 28, a homophobic law that forbade schools from teaching the acceptability of homosexuality as a pretended family relationship. To know that this was how the state regarded your own family was to receive a powerful education in how bodies are positioned in a hierarchy of value, their freedoms privileged or curtailed according to more or less inescapable attributes, from skin colour to sexuality. Each time I went to therapy, I could feel the legacy of that period.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?